Linda Kenyon.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I always kind of like to, you know, peruse the internet, all right, and just kind of see what's kind of trending, what are people really, really concerned about, what are people really interested in. And the funny thing is, you know, it's not so much, you know, people and their vitamin D or the whole drowning story where it looks like more adults, older adult Americans are drowning, right? Kids are drowning less, thank God, but older adults are drowning. We're going to talk about that. Why are older adults drowning? I guess the SAT. SATs are changing back to the 1600 score that we were all used to. But that's not the number one thing being now looked at on the internet this week is what alcohol can you drink on Passover? Okay? See, a lot of you guys forget, not only can we not eat bread and can we not have a lot of the grains, but a lot of alcohol is made of grains. So I guess for those of you kind of concerned because you're going over to a friend's house who could be celebrating Passover and you don't want to bring, you know, a big thing of gin, we'll talk about that. Okay? I am kind of excited about the SATs changing because, you know, one of my sons is going to be taking the SATs in a little bit, so I'm excited about that. The easier it is, the better, and it sounds like it may be getting a little easier. It's about time. I don't know what the hell was going on with the SAT. Somebody was saying it was like a 2,400 point system. Now that makes no sense. It was really easy. At 800 for math, 800 for the English part. Okay, I got a 780 on my math part. I rocked it. I was so good. I got a 1450 on my SATs. I actually got a 1350 on my SATs, and I wanted to retake it because I thought I could do better. I think had my period the second time I took it, and I did better. So it was like, you know, that idea of women are stupider when they're on their period. No, not true. I got 100 points higher on my SATs. So, and I will keep telling people that story over and over and over again. Recreational marijuana may be linked to brain changes. We have a study in the Journal of Neuroscience finding even just a little tiny bit of pot once in a blue moon, a doob here and there, could actually affect the brain. So we're going to need to talk about that. But I was going to talk about how many people are finding success finding a date if they pose online with their puppy dog. Okay? You know, what are some tricks, I guess, to make you more attractive online? We should talk about that. You know, online dating, who would have even thought 30, 40 years ago, we thought that if you tried to date by putting, you know, your name and stuff in the penny saver, you know, then you're obviously pretty desperate and you don't have, this is what we thought, you know, decades ago where, you know, my gosh, if you have to put an ad out to find a date, you're really having trouble meeting somebody. You're having a lot of trouble. Now, it's all about online. In fact, I think more people are hooking up, meeting their lover online than, you know, they do in the way they did in the olden days. Somebody's setting somebody else up. So that's interesting. They also say that children lose 7 minutes of sleep for every hour of TV. Now, see, here's the thing. I don't know about you guys, but my kids don't really watch a lot of TV. They really don't. My kids, I mean, and I'm just kind of shocked by this because just a few years ago, we were able to punish them by taking away TV privileges. You know, now when we say no TV for a week, they're like, so? You know, because what do kids do these days? Kids watch, like, videos on the internet. Kids are all about their computer right now. I can't even get the kids to come into the living room to sit and watch TV with us. True, you know, we have Boardwalk Empire or Walking Dead or Game of Thrones, and those shows really aren't appropriate for kids anyway. But sometimes I'll try to put like a movie on. Like I'm waiting for Frozen to come to cable so I could watch that with them. They don't want to watch Frozen. They're like, no, Mom, that's like not cool. That's like a girl movie. So I'm like, well, what do you want to watch? Do you want to watch Glee? No, of course I don't want to watch Glee. They're like, what sitcom? I don't know what family shows are out there. Pawn Stars? I got the kids to watch a little bit of Pawn Stars. You know, and then after they saw me on it, they were like, nah, not that exciting. Not going to see that anymore. I can't get the kids to watch TV with us anymore. Remember how we were always worried that, oh my gosh, the kids are watching TV, too much TV? Well, now they're not even watching TV. They're in some corner of the house on a computer watching YouTube. So these studies talking about losing 7 minutes of sleep for every hour of TV, I think more of a concern is how many minutes of sleep they're losing being on a computer. I do oversee. We have blocks. I mean, I think they're working. I don't know. We have, I mean, you know, but I oversee everything. I do searches. If it looks like something was erased, you know, you could tell if something was erased in a search. You know, you can always try to undo if you can't. You know, I'm like, all right, I know you were doing something wrong. You know, I'm not stupid. And then I get them to admit it. It's very easy to get the kids to admit stuff. It's so easy. They're getting smarter, though. It's really hard, especially the older boy. The older boy, the one whose voice is getting lower than mine, he's getting kind of smarter. So that's kind of tough. But other than that, I could kind of figure out what they're doing. And it's scary stuff. You guys really need to see. I can't even name some of the YouTube videos out there that are very popular with the kids because it is not only inappropriate for radio and an FCC violation, but I could probably go to jail for saying some of the titles of these YouTube videos that are out there. And I have no idea why the parental controls don't limit that. I don't know. But right now, you know, if we want to punish the kids, I make them listen to my show. I go, you know what? Okay, fine. You want to be on the computer here, but you're going to listen to all 3 hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show. And boy, are they begging. I am talking begging, you know, for some sort of reprieve. And I suggest you do that too. If you really want to punish your kids, you know, I know, you know, we were all punished with belts and paddles and brooms and canes, and nowadays you can't hit kids, and I'm for that. There's no sense to hit your kid. But if you really, really want to punish them, you need to make them listen to my show, and it is grueling. They'll be bleeding tears. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you have asked me about vitamin D. And I was talking about a spray for vitamin D that I'm kind of using right now and checking out to see how it's raising my vitamin D levels. A lot of us are low on vitamin D, and I kind of like the spray because you seem to dissolve it a little bit better than you do with the pills. For those of you interested in that, I have that on my website under health products. Check it out and let me know. Just, you know, I'd love to see what it did with your vitamin D levels, but I'm actually doing that right now, and I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, I feel better. I did have my fall the other day, but you know, I got to tell you, I thank God I didn't break anything. So, it really kind of rejuvenated me and told me I better get my butt in gear about making sure I have strong bones. So you need your calcium, you need your vitamin D. For those of you kind of interested in other forms of vitamin D supplementation, I'm checking out this spray. It's a vitamin D spray from Youngevity. Check it out on my website under health products at drdahlia.com. Okay, so drownings. This is kind of a frightening statistic. Drowning deaths are actually increasing among older adults. Now, the good news is it's dropping in younger kids. Okay? They say the CDC says that we see less people overall drowning as they used to. Unintentional drowning deaths in the United States decreased 9% from 1999 and 2010. Okay? The sharpest decline, thank God, was among infants under one. Also, deaths reduced among older children and young adults. But deaths increased nearly 10% for one group, people aged 45 to 84. That's kind of odd to see, you know, drowning deaths actually go up. The report's author, Hikon Zhu of the National Center of Health Statistics, did not really come up with any reasons for the changes. They just kind of noticed this trend. Now, federal legislation right now, enacted in 2007, requires that pools and hot tubs have to cover their drains. The drains can attract children. I remember back in the 80s, there was this girl whose hair got caught in the drain, and the dad couldn't, you know, rip her hair off her head to save her. So he had to run, grab a scissors, come back, cut her hair off to free her. So, very scary stuff. I remember I was at Big Surf in Arizona. There used to be this place called Big Surf. And it was one of these kind of wave pool places. And it was great. I mean, it was a phenomenal water park. And I remember I was in some corner of something and I started to get trapped. It was like a riptide. I could not get out. And I was a skinny kid at the time. Yeah, and it was scary. And imagine if I had long hair and it was a drain. And so, you know, I don't ever know what happened to Big Surf. It was still one of my favorite places to go to. But I kind of learned very quickly on that drains and certain suctions could be very scary. State and federal health authorities have also tried to emphasize to parents that children under 6 should not be left unattended in a bath. This also includes bath. We're not just talking about jacuzzi and swimming pool or beach. Okay? They say virtually every American parent has obviously heard the warning that little babies could drown in just an inch of water. So even if you have the little baby splash, etc., babies could still drown. Remember, they're very top heavy with the head. So if they're face first, and they don't know how to move themselves up, and they're confused, etc. All right, so right now, the latest statistic is 46,000 Americans died from accidental drowning over the last, well, I don't want to say over the last 10 years, but in a basically 10-11-year period from 99 to 2010. They say people are more likely to die from drowning on the weekend than during weekdays. This is being reported by the Washington Post. Obviously, the weekend is when more people go into the pool. You know, with the exception of a shower, I don't really get to see much water, you know, throughout the week because, you know, we're busy. In males, they say drowning is most likely to occur in natural water like a lake or river, accounting of more than half of drownings over that time period. Females were equally likely to have died in natural water, bathtubs, and swimming pools. Since 2005, they say drowning has surpassed car accidents as the leading cause of accidental death among boys aged 1 to 4. So it's an extremely scary statistic. So then let's talk about what do you do with a drowning victim, okay? Let's say you're out there on the beach because we're going to be coming into, I know it's like snowing back east, but eventually, I guess, you know, I don't know, that's global warming for you. But, you know, eventually the weather's going to warm up and everybody's going to be hitting the beach. either on the East Coast or the West Coast, right? East side, West side, USA, okay? So everybody's going to the beach, everybody's getting all happy. All right. You have to be able to identify a drowning victim. First, if you know how to identify and how to deduce that somebody's drowning, you're already going to be more successful. The biggest problem that people have when it comes to drowning victims is they will have seen somebody struggle and they didn't realize that there was a struggle, so they already lost precious minutes. I told you guys about me being in we were in some public pool. It was some indoor pool in one of the hotels in Omaha. I think it was like one of the Holiday Inns. They have this amazing indoor pool. And I was in a real, real shallow end just sitting there with one of the kids. And the little kid just kind of looked like they were just kind of swimming and splashing around. You know, because again, no one's screaming help when you're underwater. And then I looked and I saw actually his head. The head wasn't underwater. The head was completely above water, but the mouth was underwater. So I lifted him up, and the baby was fine, and he giggled. Not the baby, the toddler was fine, and he giggled. But I'm like, oh my gosh, he could have just drowned right there in front of me. But I thought he was just splashing around. I mean, you really need your eyes peeled on your victim. Same thing with grown-ups. You may think that somebody is just kind of waving their hands in the air like they don't care. You know, just kind of waving and dancing. Nobody dances when they swim. If you think somebody's dancing, they're probably drowning. Okay? And I would rather you run up to somebody you think is dancing in the middle of the water, you know, and, you know, feel like an idiot for going up to them thinking they're drowning than to not. Okay? All right? Splashes. Splashes can sometimes happen by a person who is drowning. A lot of times, though, they aren't splashing. Okay? You know, they're already starting to slow down a little bit, etc. So don't just expect you're going to see splashes. You may just see a little bit of the face. Many drowning victims are actually vertical in the water. The body doesn't go horizontal until later stages of drowning or unfortunate death. So many victims are actually kind of vertical, and you may, you know, barely see like a little bit of the pink, okay, you know, of them trying to keep their face up. They won't be able to call for help. They won't be able to make noise. But so you need to be able to identify a drowning victim, okay? Your job is to not just go, oh my gosh, oh no, you know, and I mean, try to like call for help, okay? You need to get more people. It doesn't hurt to get more people. Don't worry about bringing the sharks. Okay, your voice will not alert the sharks. Sharks like blood, etc. So don't worry about you going, oh my gosh, someone's drowning, because you think you're going to wake up the sharks. What wakes up the shark is somebody thrashing around and looking like they're in distress. So your job is to make sure you get as many people as possible, you know, so that you could get, you know, you could get help. Hopefully, if you're in the water, you've already alerted somebody who will then get a lifeguard or will call 911, etc. If you have a flotation device, grab that, okay? Because you are not going to all the time be able to carry and swim that person back to shore. If you are nearby a flotation device, you know, a lot of us, we don't go to the beach anymore with those little kickboards or anything like that because we think they look stupid or we're too old for them. Just bring one for poops and giggles, because if God forbid somebody needs a flotation device, you have it. Now, I have breasts that we believe are very, very buoyant, but that's not enough to carry a grown 250-pound man if, God forbid, I have to try to save one of those. So don't think you have enough stuff to float, okay? Silicone implants, no, those don't count. Okay, rescue tubes, things like that. Let's say the lifeguard is sitting there, you know, checking out the babes. Grab the inner tube and go out there, okay? Well, not to mention it's very colorful. Then, when you go up to the victim, don't go up to the victim in front of him. When you go up to the victim in front of him, remember, they are in animalistic survival mode. They may kick you, push you under, trying to get up to the air. They may not realize, oh, this is a fellow human trying to save me. They may be completely out of it, confused, etc. You never know what you're going to do when you're on the verge of dying. And so you could be a victim. So you want to approach the victim from behind. okay? Then you could try to lift him, etc. Okay? You got to be very, very careful because that could happen. Kind of get your arms under the victims, okay? Kind of under the armpits. Bring your arms over. Bend your arms back, okay? So you're kind of pointing at yourself. If you have a flotation device, get the flotation device under the victim and between you, all right? And then bring them to shore, and then you start your CPR, which we've reviewed. All right, that is how to handle a drowning victim. Don't go away. 1-877, Doc Belly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids who have blood cancer. We are doing the $5 for a life campaign. Anybody who could come to my website and donate just $5. Can you imagine if we could get all our listeners to donate $5? That can really, really help. We've actually done really, really well with the $5 for a life campaign. That's why I'm not asking you guys for $250 or for $2,050 or for $2,050,000. If I could get everybody to put in $5, we could really make some headway. But I need you guys to do it. I need you to get your neighbors to do it, your classmates, your coworkers, etc. $5 for a life. Please, please, please. Please, please, please. Any company that's able to bring in more than $250, I'm going to definitely post on my website so you guys get some credit for the good work that you're doing. So go to drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Go to my website, please, and go to the Help Kids Fight Blood Cancer. You could click on that, and there's an easy way to donate, whether it's PayPal or credit card or even just sticking money into your USB port, okay? All right, this is what life's all about, okay? We're just talking $5, just $5, okay? I spent $5 on a box of ho-hos the other day, $5. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The SAT test is changing, yay! Woo-wee. Again, I don't know what happened after I left high school, but apparently some of these weird esoteric words, like, sagacious and raconteur, I don't really know what some of those are, but it sounds like they're going to be getting rid of a lot of them, okay? First of all, the first change is they're going back to the 1600-point system. This is going to be by the year 2016, which is perfect because I think that's the year my baby's going to be taking it, which is very, very good because whenever, you know, you try to advise your kids on something, you always bring up what happened with you. I can't stand that my history is becoming more and more irrelevant. You know, I would talk to him about exercising, how what I would do is I would hook up to a Walkman and I would be dancing and I would be, you know, running to the Casey Kasem Top 40. Well, he's like, huh? What? Walkman? What? Jean jacket? I hate not being relevant. So the fact that he could now be studying for his SAT, and while he's griping and complaining, I could talk about my SAT, I'm relevant again. So I'm very, very excited. It also sounds like the test, I didn't know this, I guess the test was up to 3 hours and 45 minutes. They're going back to the 3 hours, okay? They're going to cut a third section. The essay section is optional. Now, I'd like to see how that works out. You and I didn't have essay parts to this, I don't think so. But I guess there's an essay portion, and for people who want to write an essay, they could do it. Obscure vocabulary words are going to be, you know, traded in for high utility words, words that really are used and seem to matter. It's not like somebody's, you know, taking a dictionary, closing their eyes, and just landing their finger obscurely on a page going, okay, this is it. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Talia, your vocabulary could use a little bit of a tune-up. Listen, my vocabulary is fine. I do good with my speech. I don't need to be use fancy schmancy words, right? Like lachrymose, propinquity, obsequious, punctilious. I don't know what the heck those words are. They said those words are not going to be there anymore. Okay, so sample questions have been, I guess, released. In fact, I was already able to answer a couple of them, all right? I think you are even able to do it on a computer. They say it's expected to include reading passages provided as an example, like there was like a speech delivered, like some of the reading will be, I guess one example was a speech delivered in 1974 during the impeachment hearings of President Nixon. Test takers must answer questions that best describe certain stances of, I guess, you know, people took on that speech. So I think they're trying to make things a little bit more relevant. relevant. They said another sample question would, I guess, ask people to calculate what it would cost an American traveling to India and to convert the dollars to rupees, right? Or there's a political survey. Use the result of a political survey to answer questions. Every test will include a passage from the U.S. founding documents, like the Declaration of Independence. Amen to that. Oh, it's about time that we have their kids to know their Declaration of Independence or their Constitution, okay? I guess the College Board said obscure vocabulary words will be replaced with those most likely to be used in classrooms. Thank you. On the job. Math section will concentrate on areas for college and career readiness. Now, here's a problem. I know you guys are going, wait a second, story problems. Oh, no, not story problems. I know, don't story problems stink. Oh, I can't see. Just give me the algebraic equation. I mean, I love doing algebra in my sleep. Let me figure out that x and 4y equals a negative z squared, right? And find the integral. I mean, I love taking calculus and things like that. I don't really give a damn what x stands for or y stands for. It never made sense to me, right? So they would say, well, x are roses and y is lilies. How many lilies would it? Nah, you know what? And then you're thinking, well, by the time I get through this problem, the lilies are going to be dead. So if we're talking live lilies, we need to kind of already account for the decomposition of the petals. It just, to me, it just didn't make sense. Okay, if you're going to test my math, just test my math. See, you know what I think we should be doing when it comes to math is I'm sick and tired of people not being able to add in their head or subtract in their heads. Okay, what I think they should do, if you're going to do anything different on the SAT, if you really want to mix things up a little bit, is have a verbal part of the test where you sit there and somebody's like, all right, fine, it's going to be 20% off a $100 tab. Okay, or you have to tip. Well, this is a good one. This is good. You need to tip your waitress. Remember, I used to be a waitress. You need to tip your waitress. The bill came to $56.41. If appropriate tipping is 15 to 20%, which of the following are appropriate tips? Is it $2? No. Is it $8? Well, maybe. Is it, you know, $14? No. That could be, you see what I mean? Okay, so that's, you see, I would say, okay, well, you know what? Basically, $56, if I'm going to tip 20%, 10% is $5, so 20% would be $10 tip. That's what I would tip a $56 tab. You see what I mean? What about some practicality issues? You know, and again, if it's not going to be the SAT, learn that in school. It blows my mind how I see people break out a calculator to figure out what to tip the waitress. Are you kidding me? All right, it's very easy. And again, that's why 20% is always easier. I tip 20%, you know, not because the service is always that good, but because that's just what I kind of think that, you know, a lot of food service should get. I think 20% is nice, you know. I mean, you know, depending on the restaurant. I mean, if it was like a serve yourself type of thing, maybe not. But if they're serving and they're cleaning up and, you know, et cetera. And, you know, hopefully they tip the bussers and sometimes tip the cooking staff, et cetera. That's, I think that's nice. I mean, as long as the meal isn't overly expensive. But some practical stuff. Or, you know, you're trying to, you're in an interview. And the interview is asking you about your strengths or your weaknesses. Go ahead and describe them, okay? And use, you know, a couple, you know, vocabulary words that you learned in your, you know, junior high school, okay? So like, well, you know, I don't know. Just be more practical. People need to learn how to speak. People need to learn how to communicate. People need to learn how to calculate. And I think that would probably really do best. I'm trying to think anything else that's different on this. I'm looking really, really quickly. There's something about a computer. I don't know if there's like open book. I don't think it's open book. I think you just have to, and there's a list of questions. I should probably post this because this is kind of interesting. I think now you go on a computer, you don't just sit there with your number two pencil. Remember we had to have a number two pencil? Yeah, I know. See? Wow, so pretty high tech. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Boy, kids have it easy these days.
See? All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Okay, so, all right, people are kind of concerned about what they could drink for Passover. Okay, apparently, Passover, you cannot have anything that has grains. So, if you have anything that has yeast or grains in it, and as many of us know how alcohol is made and fermented, you use a lot of yeast, you could be in a lot of trouble, okay? I'm also getting emails from people very, very concerned that if their partner has a yeast infection, are they able to have sex with them? No yeast whatsoever on Passover, okay? Right? I mean, I'm not here to interpret the Bible for you. You should go to your clergy for that. But, no, we have to stay away from yeast. That's just the way it is, okay? You have a friend that has thrush, no kissing. Can't do it, okay? So, apparently, we have somebody here, Lewis Naaman, who has made Passover cocktails for each of the 10 plagues. Remember we just talked about the plagues, right? You had the water turned to blood, which they thought was this toxic algae. Then you had the fish dying, and you had frogs and pestilence and all that other stuff. Okay, but first, going back to the 5 grains, you got barley, oats, rye, wheat, spelt. This I'm not too familiar with. Sorry about that, okay? You can't have anything with barley, oats, rye, nothing like that. So, no beef. Beer, no bourbon, no scotch, no Irish, no rye whiskeys. Now, I know a lot of people are like, well, wait a second, vodka's made from potato. Some vodkas, though, are still fermented with yeast and not potato. So you got to be really careful with your vodkas and your gins, okay? Any grain used in these spirits, you have a problem. Passover apparently lasts 192 hours. Okay, now, I don't think anybody that I know that celebrates Passover really, can't get through the week, you know, not drinking. I mean, I don't want anybody going through DTs, okay, but you know, that is always a concern. You know, I mean, I'm in Temple, I'm looking around, you see people at the Passover Seder, which is basically within the first couple minutes of Passover starting, and I look around, I make sure they're not going through DTs, but you see, the Jewish people already have a plan and a plan B, all right, so if you're ever at a Passover Seder, which many of you might have been, you know, a couple days ago, there's always a lot of wine. You drink a lot of wine at these seders. One is it kind of gets you through, you know, the family being around, right? You know, two is the wine is symbolic of certain things. As you go through the seder, you drink a little bit of the wine, you know, to pray to this and to, you know, so you do a lot of praying, and when you pray, you do a lot of drinking, okay? Alright? And then sometimes after you drink, you think, you forget that you did the prayers, and you go and you do it all over again, okay? But there's Jewish wine. I know we're not supposed to call it Jewish wine, but like your Manischewitz wine, etc., these wines are supposed to be kosher for Passover. Whenever you see something in the grocery store that says kosher for Passover, all right, it basically means, no, you're not going to get invited to a bar mitzvah. It just means, which, by the way, is really cool. Have you guys ever been invited to a bar mitzvah? Oh, my gosh. I mean, free food. Oh, I love bar mitzvah crashing. I mean, because they can be pretty expensive, you know, $100 a person type of expensive. But anyway. So when you see kosher for Passover, it means that could be eaten during Passover week, okay? A lot of us have to watch our corn, rice. You know, you have different ethnicities of Jews. You got your Ashkenazi Jews and you got your Sephardic Jews. Your Sephardic Jews were more Mediterranean, more Middle Eastern. Your Ashkenazi Jews come from more of the Northern European lineage, and so your Ashkenazi Jews don't do anything with rice, etc. However, the Sephardic Jews can eat rice. So I, during Passover, am Sephardic. And then the rest of the time, I'm Ashkenazi. Also, Ashkenazi Jews usually are at risk for a lot of genetic diseases like cystic fibrosis and Tay-Sachs, etc. So anytime you could just pretend to be a Sephardic, you end up actually, I think, doing better. Okay, so now, you know, as we look at alcohol and stuff, what about cognac or bourbon or rum. I apologize. I used to bartend. So what this gentleman did was he decided to kind of school us on what you can have that's grain-free. Okay? You can have some Chambord. Okay, Chambord is a because I'm looking at the word, some cognac. I don't understand why I can't say it when I look at it. Grain-free, okay, cognac, of course. Let me see, the cream de cassis, fig, brandy, gin. Okay, gin, I believe, if I could remember, it's a grape base. I'm trying to figure out how it was fermented. You have Grand Marnier you could use, Kahlua, rum. Apparently it's pretty good, certain sparkling wines, and of course tequila, right? Tequila is made from the agave plant, so you can have tequila, okay? And then you got to be very, very careful with your vodkas, okay? Because you want the one that were strictly potato. All right, so anyway, they've come up with different cocktails, and I'm not doing this to promote alcohol or alcoholism, but I just can't have any of our Jewish listeners go through DTs from alcohol withdrawal. Alcohol withdrawal can kill you. So I have to be practical. So for the first plague, the blood, they have something called a Red Nile. It has potato vodka, tomato juice, lemon juice, some arnica, some horseradish, Texas Pete, some salt, pepper, etc. No, that to me isn't yummy. Frogs. Plague 2 was frogs. The cocktail, they say, is Paris in April. Apparently use some cognac, some Grand Marnier, some Perrier with that. Plague 3 was vermin. So he made a cocktail called the cockroach. Now, the cockroach has 2 ounces of tequila and 1 ounce of Kahlua or Sabra coffee liqueur. Okay. Then you got Plague 4, which was the beast. You had all these animals kind of running around the place and scaring everybody. They call this alcoholic drink the Zion King. It's got some fig brandy, some non-grain gin, orange juice, and Chambord. Plague 5 was pestilence. All the bugs were coming because you had all these animals dropping dead and all just dead stuff all over the place. They have a buffalo fly shooter, potato vodka. I don't know why I'm missing this Eric thing, Arak. And then, Texas Pete hot sauce you can put on there. Boils. Okay, the, plague boils, right? People, once you had all the pestilence, you started to get infected from the bites. You started to get some probably staph type of infection with, pus, etc. So, the cocktail for that is called Bumpy Eruption. Cognac, cream de cassis, tequila. Alright. And then, hail was another plague. We talked about hail. I think it could be from the volcanic ash. It was a volcano that erupted around that time, so they think all the volcanic ash came down and people thought it was hail. They say for that cocktail, you use 151 proof white rum, fever tree, ginger beer, crushed ice, and a little bit of orange wedge. Remember, you got to be healthy. This is a medical show. Then plague 8 was locusts. Now, remember the locusts came in? That kind of scared everybody, the big bugs, and they also make a lot of noise. All right, the drink he suggested was the white rum, non-grain spirits, gin, etc. Darkness. Now, we think the darkness might have been from the volcano completely obscuring any light because of the thick smoke ash. That was darkness. For that drink, he again uses cognac. And then the slaying of the firstborn. I don't think anybody should be drinking to that at all. But they said there's a cocktail for that and it uses a very dark sparkling wine and bitters, of course, because that was a bitter time. So that was written in the Washington Post. No, it was from Tablet Mag by Lewis Naaman. So bravo for him being pretty creative. But all joking aside, Passover is a pretty, pretty serious holiday, especially since it was one of the, Jesus' last meal. And Passover and Easter coincide. For those of you celebrating Easter, I wish you guys the most happiness and prayers. It's a very, very special day, very, very special time. And I'm not really sure what the drinks are during Easter. You know, I know this idea of the Easter bunny and finding candy and Easter egg hunts, I think that's really, really cool. Okay, the Jews do something called finding the afikoman. It's a middle piece of matzah. The problem is nobody really wants to find the matzah because we're all sick of matzah because we're all constipated, but we do it anyway. See, we're alike. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE.
Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRILIFE.com.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.